Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Abigail from Family First Care. Am I speaking with Gina?
Yes, you are.
Hi, Gina. How are you?
I've been better, thank you.
Okay, I hope we can help you here. So, you want to
Oh,
apply
me
for home
too.
care services, correct?
Yeah, I already have home care services. I just want to apply for the Medicaid.
You already have a
I have
caregiver?
someone come. I have a caregiver, yes.
Okay, so you just want Medicaid. Okay, just a second, please. Have you been in touch with him?
Go ahead.
Have
Have I been in
you
touch
gone with
with?
Family First Care yet?
No.
Have you been in touch with our agency before? No. Okay. Fine.
No, I don't need an agency. I have a live-in roommate that's taking care of all my needs. I just wondered what I can do to get her paid.
Okay, right. So
Because,
you want to get the home care services.
correct, that's what I
Not just
want.
Medicaid, you also want the caregivers to get paid, correct?
Correct, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Just a second, please. So I'd just like to run through the process a bit with the patient before we start with anything, just to let you know. You have to get approved by the state and the county. So that means you have to have two assessments and get approved from the state.
Okay.
Company that the state uses is
Okay.
Maximus. You'll be in touch with them. And then we have to collect some financial paperwork for the county. So this process takes about
Okay.
6 weeks. It takes some time, but I just want to let you know that before, okay?
That's why I wanted to start it. I already have a heads up to my doctor for to approve this. So I really have to get this done. My condition has deteriorated to the point where I'm in bed all the time.
Wow, okay, so we're gonna try to help you get this caregiver. I mean, you have her already,
Yeah.
so at this
I
point,
mean, she does
right,
everything for me.
okay, a second. Okay, I just have to confirm a few things as well before we would start with the
Sure.
application. Are you making more than
Sure.
$2,900 a month?
No, I only make $1,600 a month.
Okay, fine. That works for the services because the patient can't have such great assets in order to come with our agency. And do you own a home or a car?
No, I have nothing like that.
Okay. Any assets for over $8,000? Anything in savings, cash value? Anything in the bank
No.
for over $8,000?
Not over 8,000, no. There's a couple
Okay.
thousand in there. The rest
Okay.
is, you know.
Okay. Are you married?
No.
And are you living with any minors?
No.
Okay. Fine. So the first step in the application process is to schedule your first assessment with the broker. This is one of the two assessments. I'm going to give you the phone number to call and schedule. If you like, at the end of the call, I can also transfer you over to them. But if you just call them, same thing, okay? Whatever you'd like.
Okay, now what does a broker do?
The broker schedules your assessment. They need to come down to see if you are physically, clinically
Oh,
eligible, which you probably are. They just, this is how you get approved, okay?
okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so the number is 877.
Okay, hang on a second.
Yeah, sure.
Oh.
Getting out of bed is a little difficult. I have compression fractures of my back. I have so many appointments, it's unreal. Okay. Okay, it's 877-550-4227.
Yeah, is that what she will give over to you?
Pardon?
Is that what the other lady gave you? Did she give you this number?
Oh, that's the one that the social worker gave me. I don't know.
Okay, yes. So we're going to call that up right after and schedule an assessment.
Okay. I got to write this down. Okay. All right, thank you. Now, is that all we need?
Yeah, so, sorry. My throat's bad. So once you schedule that assessment, just text me. I want you to text me at the date and time that you scheduled for. I'm going to give you my number as well so you can save it in your phone because she transferred you over to me, okay?
Okay, hang on a second. I got to get a little piece of paper. Next. To. What would that text be to?
67. 551-267.
I'm sorry, you'll have to repeat that. 267-551-7438.
That's my direct line. You can call or text me either way, throughout the process. If you have any questions, I'm going to be here for you. I'm going to be telling you what's next. So I'm going to be helping you through. Don't worry about it.
You gotta repeat that number to me.
Okay, it's 267-551-7438.
So as soon as I get a date for the assessment, I'll text you.
Yes, my name is Abigail. You can see me in your phone as Abigail from Family First Care. I want you to save the agency name as well, just so you know when you have your assessment, you'll just have the agency
name.
What's
the agency name?
Family First Care. Family First Care.
Okay, Family First Care. I see, I'm a little slow with all this stuff because she does all this and she's not here right now, so. I thought I'd get it done, but this is a little confusing now. So, okay. So I'm going to call this number and then get set up a broker. Maybe you could just give me transfer me over. I'll have the number then, but to schedule an assessment. Then as soon as I get a date, I'll text you. And that's my next move, correct?
Yes. If I'm going to transfer you over. If the call doesn't transfer, you just have to call that 877 number. Do you have it?
Okay. 877-550-4237. Yeah.
So I will transfer you, but just in case the call doesn't go through, that's the number you have to call, okay?
Okay. Okay, thank you so much.
Fine. Yeah, sure. No problem.
One other question. If this lady is my power of attorney, my roommate, does that pre-qualify her or exclude her from being my caregiver?
I don't think so. Not that I know of. You can ask the broker on the phone.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, thank you. All righty. Okay. All right, thanks.
Just text me once you have that assessment scheduled.
All right.
I'm
going to
transfer you over. So you wait on the line. I'm going to transfer you, okay?
Yeah, Abigail from Family First Care. Okay, got you.
Okay.